recent years, the effects of climate change have become increasingly apparent. How our nation handles this growing challenge and how we address our energy crisis are two of the most critical issues we will face this century. As a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and the House Science and Technology Committee, I was extremely honored to have recently traveled to Antarctica as part of a bipartisan congressional delegation to study climate change and its effects on our future. As one of only 10 members of Congress selected to travel on this educational view of our world's seventh continent, I was proud to see how our nation is leading the world in much of the cutting-edge research that will be necessary to gain a more thorough understanding of the effects of climate change. While the effects of climate change are not easily seen in the heart of Antarctica, there are noticeable changes due to global warming on the continent's periphery. At the South Pole, I met some of the scientists working on these issues and saw firsthand their important research and many of the experiments they are conducting in an effort to learn more about global warming. As I reflected back on this experience, I do so with a renewed hope for the future of our great nation. We are the leader of the free world, and our nation will continue to be successful and create new technological jobs and medical cures in areas that we cannot yet fully comprehend. I met some of the brightest minds and scientists in the world who are making great sacrifices to ensure that America remains at the forefront of science, technology, and innovation. I am hopeful that our nation can combat climate change by formulating policies in Congress that are based on sound science through investments in alternative and renewable fuels and through continued research and development in order to strengthen our economy and decrease carbon dioxide emissions. Today, I am more convinced than ever that we must begin to address how best to protect our planet for future generations. And I am committed to working toward this goal in the United States Congress. From our nation's capital, this is Mike Ross, your United States Congressman, with another legislative update.